All right, today's review, I'm going to talk about the movie 7500 starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I picked up this movie off of the Amazon Prime subscription. I had seen it on there. They constantly advertise it. So I finally took the bait and decided, okay, what the heck? I'll see what this film's all about. The thumbnail was showing sort of a cockpit point of view from inside an airplane. That is exactly what you got when you watch this movie. When it starts, they're boarding the aircraft. They kind of head into the cockpit. You get a little bit of a scene with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and his fiance or girlfriend that's in the film that he has a child with, but they weren't married at this point. Basically, from there, he was the co-pilot, and there was a, I guess the main pilot was in the cockpit with him when the film starts. They basically close the cockpit door and they take off. Basically, you're watching the film. The whole entire film is from the point of view of the cockpit. I've never seen a movie like that. I've seen a lot of other terrorist type movies, but this one was shot entirely from the cockpit of an airplane. I'm assuming it's a 747 aircraft. In the film, they were going from Paris to Berlin or vice versa. They had 86 people on board. And that's when terrorists started trying to break into the cockpit. It's totally a feasible plot. It's happened before. So it's certainly something that was interesting. I guess post 9/11, they fortified the doors on most commercial airlines. I think all of them, where the door to the cockpit is nearly impregnable to get into. So what happens is when the aircraft is starting to take off, I can't remember at which point, but at some point after the aircraft takes off, the terrorists start making a ruckus and they start rushing the cockpit. One of them actually gets in and starts beating the captain of the airplane, and there's a battle, and the guy, he gets subdued by Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character. He ties him up and the cockpit door is closed. Then they start executing passengers right outside the cockpit door in a bid to gain entrance into the door. You never did get a reason as to why they were doing this, other than they wanted the aircraft to go someplace, some other location than they were going. The camera never really left the cockpit, so it was very interesting. How do you tell a tale? And I've seen other movies where like a camera is in one room, the whole movie is told in one area, and it's kind of like that. It's hard to do, especially on a long film, but I believe this one was around an hour and a half long. It told a very compelling story, something that seemed feasible. I really think it probably could be used for training on what to do and what not to do in situations like that. I found it very, very interesting. And once I started watching it, I couldn't stop watching it. There were only a few people that were starred in the film. One was the Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And basically, there was a young man that played one of the terrorists. I won't spoil the ending, but it was very good. In my opinion, it warranted 4 stars, but the only reason why I wouldn't give it 5 is I can't imagine watching it again. It does present a little bit of stress when you're watching, like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? But having seen it once, that would be alleviated. But it's enough that I would recommend it to friends, and 4 stars.